Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Thursday, June 27th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning. After over two decades in development, Boop, the Betty Boop musical, will open on Broadway in April 2025 at a Schubert Theater to be announced. It played an out-of-town tryout last winter at the CIBC Theater in Chicago, which garnered critical praise. The new musical follows the beloved titular flapper who leaves her black-and-white film world and travels to a more colorful present-day New York City in search of something meaningful. Newcomer Jasmine Amy Rogers led the Chicago tryout and is expected to continue with the Broadway production, marking her mainstem debut. Full casting will be announced later. Boop features music by 16-time Grammy winner David Foster, with lyrics by Susan Birkenhead, a book by Bob Martin, and choreography and direction by Jerry Mitchell. The producing team is led by Bill Haber of O-Star Productions. It has a whopping $26 million capitalization, according to the New York Times. A venue and exact dates for Boop will be announced in due time. The new romantic comedy Left on 10th, starring Juliana Margulies and Peter Gallagher, has revealed its Broadway theater and dates. Previews begin September 26th before an October 23rd opening night at the James Earl Jones Theater. Left on 10th is written by Delia Ephron and is based on her best-selling memoir of the same name. Susan Stroman directs. Completing the onstage cast will be veterans Peter Francis James and Kate McCluggage. A ticket on sale date will be announced soon, but fans can register online right now for first access to tickets at leftontenthbroadway.com. In Broadway casting news, Grant Gustin will play his final performance in Water for Elephants on September 1st. His wife, Andrea Toma, is expecting her second child. Gustin, who made his Broadway debut in the new musical set at a traveling circus, leads the company as Jacob Yankovsky. His replacement will be announced later. Water for Elephants continues its run at the Imperial Theater. And Jeanette Bayardel is joining the cast of Anne Juliet for a brief run as Angelique. Charity Angel Dawson, who normally plays the role, is currently on a medical leave of absence. Bayardel was last seen on Broadway in Girl from the North Country, for which she earned her first career Tony nomination. She begins performances on Saturday and is expected to stay with Anne Juliet at least through early August. Anne Juliet continues at the Stephen Sondheim Theater. And finally today, congratulations are in order as MJ celebrates 1,000 Broadway performances. They reached the plateau last night. In celebration of the milestone, a new block of tickets has just been put on sale through April 2025. MJ has played to over a million patrons so far in its New York run, and four subsequent productions have been announced for all over the world. Catch it in New York at the Neil Simon Theater. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.